One of the main sources of high United States health costs is a reliance on private health insurance.
Congressman John Conyers from Detroit says medical insurance is fast becoming unaffordable and a two-tier system where millions receive substandard services. He blames privatization and deregulation.
It's the HMOs and the appliance manufacturers and the high fee for specialists in the medical profession who have determined that it's better to get rich, even though it deserves an incredible majority of the American people. And so they've got to keep flooding the market with new devices, appliances, procedures, medicines. And the biggest myth that we've got to break is that it's going to cost more to have universal single payer than the messed up private, public, non-system that we have now.
John Hall, who attends New York Medical College, is concerned about the future of healthcare.
I don't really think that the system we have right now is just or economically efficient or viable. So I would like to see universal care in any way that that can be implemented. Single-payer system seems to be the most viable system.
But probably under a national system, you would be making less money. Does that concern you?
The thing that would concern me about abruptly cutting doctor salaries is that a lot of students typically have over $200,000 in debt to complete medical school. So I would also like to see the government subsidize medical education. It would make lower salaries a lot easier for medical students to handle.
And the executive director of the Physicians for a National Healthcare Program Metro Chapter, Joanne Landy, explains that the main obstacles to a single-payer system are the misconceptions created by an insurance industry which tends to lose billions when the national healthcare program comes to be.
It's important to convey to people that it is possible to have insurance without insurance companies. You can then go to any doctor you want, any hospital you want, as Medicare patients can. We think that should be available to everyone. You know, of course, one of the arguments that our opponents make is, oh, well, you know, in America, you need to have choice. If you're lucky enough to be insured, you have a limited choice. You have to go to an in-network doctor. You have to go to an in-network hospital. That's not true for Medicare patients.
Most people want national health care in this country.
If you ask them, do you want the government to ensure that everyone has health care? 80% of them say yes. At the same time, they mostly don't know about other countries. They hear horror stories about waiting lists in other countries, which are designed to turn them off this. They don't think about the fact that many people can't get onto a waiting list in this country. They have waiting lists in these other countries because they have some rational way of dealing with the sequence in which people get care. But if you spent the amount of money that we spend on health care, which is twice as much as even the next country down, then not only could we cover the uninsured, but we wouldn't need to have waiting lists.
To find out more about the National Healthcare Program, Joanne Landy invites you to check the website at pnhpnyc.org or call 212-666-4001. That's 212-666-4001. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynne.